Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A national Christian leader says there is misinformation and deception spreading across America about the coronavirus vaccine. That's the headline. Sam Rohr comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
But deception, misinformation, whichever we're going to call it, is any of that, in your opinion, related to the coronavirus vaccine that is now available to many people, but there's a lot of controversy surrounding it? Misinformation?
Yes, I feel very strongly about that because we have covered this whole matter of the coronavirus policies, as I'm calling them panic policies. A virus arises, invisible, shuts down the entire world. That's literally affected every aspect of our life, from the way we work or do we work, and to how we school our children or if we school our children, to whether we gather as a family, has affected our worship across this country. Nothing has ever been greater than this, but into that comes the matter of the vaccine. Now, the vaccine is interesting. It is the presentation of a problem or a crisis that is called this virus, and then it's also directly linked with a pre-identified solution. That solution is a vaccine, and the pressure is being put on everybody to take it. But I do believe that a vaccine, a cure, regardless of what they say, it's 99.96%. Literally only 0.4% of people who get the virus actually lose their lives from it. And you have a solution called a vaccine that is being pushed by the governments of the world onto people, forcing them through various deceptive mechanisms to take it, to diminish their cautions and to embrace it. And it's very real. I feel very strongly about it, and I feel it falls into the category of major, major deception.
Sam Rohr, the president of the American Pastors Network, revealing to us the misinformation and deception about the coronavirus vaccine that is spreading across America. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. What I am about to tell you right now about the coronavirus pandemic and the vaccine is not disinformation or deception. Jesus Christ spoke about a pandemic in the world during the tribulation period. That's found in Matthew 24, verse 7, and Luke 21, verse 11. Jesus, in his Olivet Discourse, used the word pestilence, which means pandemic. But now let me remind you that he was referring to the tribulation period, not today. What we see today is simply a precursor to God's plan for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...